William had stammered. He had expected a sting in the tail and hadn't been disappointed. He had no reason to be given a heavy cruiser, not when he'd just been made a captain, save for the simple fact that no one wanted to serve on Uncanny. The ship had a notorious reputation.
Unlucky?
That's what they call it, the First Space Lord said grimly. He'd said a great deal more, William remembered. Uncanny had lost 2 previous commanding officers to accidents, but that was only the tip of the iceberg. The ship had been deployed to a cloaked fleet lying in wait for a theocratic vanguard, only to have her cloaking system go offline at the worst possible moment. If that hadn't been bad enough, there had been a whole string of incidents, culminating in the starship launching a missile barrage toward a friendly ship. The events had all been seen as glitches, but they had cost Uncanny's commanding officer his career. And matters weren't helped by the missiles being unarmed, William had thought when he'd reviewed the file. If she'd been shooting at an enemy ship, she'd have inflicted no damage at all.
We need to get Uncanny into service as quickly as possible, the First Space Lord had concluded. And if you succeed in sorting out the mess, you'll remain as her commanding officer permanently.
It wasn't much of a bribe, William thought. There was no shortage of captains willing to compete for a post on Lightning. The heavy cruiser was famous. But Uncanny? He'd be surprised if there was any competition for her command chair. And yet, he had to admit, his appointment was a hell of a challenge. A heavy cruiser command was nothing to sneer at, even if she did have a reputation for being unlucky. He'd be on the path to flag rank. Assuming I survive, he told himself. He hadn't felt comfortable airing his concerns in front of his superior officer. Those accidents may not have been accidents at all.
Captain, the pilot said. His voice shocked William out of his memories. We have received permission to dock at Hatch 1.
William felt his eyes narrow as the shuttle altered course and sped towards the hatch. Hatch 1 was located near the bridge. It was the closest shuttle hatch to the bridge, but it wasn't where a new captain would board his command for the first time. Normally, a captain would be met by his XO in the shuttle bay, allowing him time to meet his senior officers before formally assuming command. And the XO was supposed to be on the vessel. He'd checked, just before he departed Tyre. Commander Stuart Greenhill was currently in command of HMS Uncanny.
Dock us,
he ordered, wondering just what sort of hellhole he was about to enter.
And remain docked until I give you leave to depart.
Aye, Captain, the pilot said.
The hatch looked normal enough, William noted, yet he couldn't help tensing as the shuttle mated with Uncanny. Captain Abraham had died in a shuttle accident. The IG had found nothing suspicious in 2 weeks of careful investigation, but Captain Jove had died in a freak airlock accident. A component had decayed, according to the engineers. The airlock had registered a safe atmosphere when it had actually been open to vacuum. William had been in the Navy long enough to know that accidents happened, but he'd also learned that accidents could be made to happen. Losing 2 commanding officers to accidents was more than a little suspicious. He covertly tested his shipsuit and mask, hidden in his shoulder pockets, as the hatch hissed open. Everything looked normal, but the inner hatch took just long enough to open for him to start feeling nervous. The hatch should have opened at once, unless the sensors registered vacuum or biological contamination. William took a long breath as he stepped into his cruiser, and had to fight to keep from recoiling in horror. Uncanny stank like a pirate ship after a successful mission of looting, raping, and burning.
Fuck, he thought.
He felt a sudden surge of anger as he looked up and down the corridor. No one had come to greet him, neither the XO nor his senior officers. What were they playing at? Even a very busy XO should have come to meet his CO for the first time, if only to explain any problems that caught the captain's eye. And to explain why his ship smelled worse than an unwashed outdoor toilet. It wasn't as if replacing the air filters required a goddamned shipyard. He took another breath and tasted faint hints of ionization in the air, warning him that dozens, perhaps hundreds, of components had not been replaced for far too long. Every trained spacer.